can't run when we feel weighed down with feelings of guilt, fear. If our eyes are on our feelings and not on God, we will accomplish nothing. Our prayers will be from a place of defeat. And God longs to empower us. Every verse of commissioning in the Bible is to not have fear because He is with us. I'm going to tell you guys, I hope frees you. Our feelings are lies. They have led me to self-hatred. We must be renewed in our minds. We cannot lay hold of a life of victory if our feelings are the dictators. We must let truth abide in us. Destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. We are not to meditate, regurgitate, accept every thought that comes to our mind. Rebuilding Ruins is a podcast aimed at tackling heart issues. Let's jump straight to the deep end, because who has time to be sitting in the shallow? We will delve into scripture and use that as our foundational truth, in which we talk all things that have affected women, past, present, and future. So get your tools, ladies. We ride at dawn.
Hey, family. Welcome to an episode of Rebuilding Ruins. I don't know, guys. I'm just trying to fiddle around with this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? My kids keep interrupting me. And so I tried out this fake background to see. It's kind of funny. I don't know. I'm just playing around with stuff here. You know, I'm just having fun living life. So if you're watching on YouTube and wondering why the outline of my head looks a little funny, I put on a fake background because I am in a bedroom and it's not cute. I can't even lie. And I'm not going to move this desk and all this stuff because it's I just not the most sturdy. So I'm afraid bad things are going to happen to it. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just try out this fake background and we'll see. We are still traveling. So if you guys are wondering if I am Carmen San Diego, yeah, I am. I'm her. I am jet setting and globe trotting, but not in an airplane, in a big magic school bus with my kids. But I'm having a lot of fun and just seizing this moment, because once I'm home, I'm home. So I'm all about just trying to, you know, stay in the moment and be present and enjoy it and not wish for the season to end, because, you know, life is so short. But anyways, enough about that. I am so glad that you guys joined me today. What are we rebuilding today, you ask? Thoughts, renewed mindsets, taking thoughts captive and making them obedient. Can somebody tell me why we let our thoughts run roughshod on us? I'm asking myself as well. Guys, I have been drowning in fear and despair this week. I'm just going to be real with you guys. I'm letting all this news get to me, all the drama with the planes. We had to fly our son down to DC because my husband has all these projects and we also really want to see him because we miss him. But, you know, we were debating what day to bring him down and what time and all this stuff. And it's crazy because when the plane crashed in DC, you know, it was the same exact airline, the same exact airport, and it just kind of shook me a little. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we were 2 days away from making the wrong choice or the wrong decision. And even though I think the plane was coming from Kansas and we're in Missouri, but you know, it just kind of shook me up a little bit. And then on top of that, we're wanting to bring our daughter down. And I'm like, should we? I don't know what to do. So I don't know. I'm just getting all the feels. I don't know how many of you have woke up in the morning feeling some kind of negative way, or, you know, like me, something triggers an emotion, whether a repressed memory pops up and all of a sudden you're feeling shame or guilt about it. Sorry if a cough sneaks in. Because I try to edit those out, but yeah, I still got it. You know, so how many have woke up in the morning feeling some kind of negative way, whether it's anger, fear, irritation, shame, guilt, condemnation? When you feel this way, what do you do with those feelings? Do you accept them? Do you question and reject them? I know I wasn't, and it was leaving me feeling heavy. Thoughts bring weight with them. They bring oppression and torment. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, it says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear." Guess which translation I used? "Because fear hath torment." So we see fear equals torment. Anger equals division, chaos, discord. Let's talk about Cain. If we read in Genesis chapter 4, verse 5, we see, just to give a little context, Cain and Abel had brought an offering to the Lord, and Abel's offering was accepted. Cain's was not. And now there's this conversation between God and Cain. And we see here in verse 5, it says, "But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.'" God gives Cain insight. Sin is waiting for you. How will you respond? God tells Cain very specifically, rule over it. God has called us to take authority and dominion over our feelings, not to allow our feelings to rule and reign. Cain's anger led to murder, hatred, a broken relationship. We see that God is willing to accept Cain if only he will submit to the Lord's request. Can we trust our feelings? Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, and this one's the ESV one because it's sometimes hard to, you know, understand all the these and thous and all that. But in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, it says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?" Our feelings lead us astray. Don't listen to Disney. Follow your heart, they say. Do what feels good, they say. Well, Cain did, and you see where it got him. We have to discern our thoughts and feelings. We cannot readily receive all that comes into our mind and embrace it as gospel. Many of the thoughts that come to our mind are meant to paralyze, rob, cause us to look at things through a distorted lens. And here we are, just in full agreement with it. 1 John chapter 3, verse 19 says, "By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything." Sometimes we stay so focused on our sin, and with sin comes a flood of feelings. It prevents us from wanting to connect with God. It brings shame, condemnation. Okay, but in this verse, we see that God is greater than our heart. He knows everything. He looks at the context of everything we're going through. You know, moms, how many times do you yell at your kids and you feel guilty about it? You beat yourself up about it. You know, we hear whispers in our mind of how bad we are. How dare you? And then you're feeling the weight of that guilt, and you start to feel weighed down and heavy. Where we may judge ourselves harshly, God is extending his mercy and grace and telling us, take it. That is how we will be empowered, is by receiving his grace and mercy. In Hebrews 12:1, it tells us, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. We can't run when we feel weighed down with feelings of guilt. If our eyes are on our feelings and not on God, we will accomplish nothing. Our prayers will be from a place of defeat. You know, I was sharing that I've been feeling like just weighed down and heavy and feeling a fear of loss. And I've just come out of a season of loss. And I'm like, God, please, please don't let me go through any more loss, any more stripping. I don't think I can take it. I'm sitting here like praying to him like he's a warlord. Like, please don't take anything else from me. Please. I've gone through so much. I don't want to lose anything. You know, like I'm a hostage on the floor fighting for my life. And God's like, why are you praying to me? Like I got a gun to your head. Like, can we take a step back for a minute here? Like, who are you talking to? Do you even know who I am? Why are you talking to me? Like, I am always ready to remove and strip things away from you. And that convicted me. And I had to take a step back and really evaluate, like, what was that? But sometimes our prayers are coming out from a place of defeat and not taking authority, but more so praying prayers like if we have no authority. Saying prayers that sound like we're defeated and we're just basically begging for any scraps of mercy. We can't run when we feel weighed down with feelings of guilt and fear. We can't run when we feel weighed down with feelings of guilt, fear. If our eyes are on our feelings and not on God, we will accomplish nothing. Our prayers will be from a place of defeat. And God longs to empower us. Every verse of commissioning in the Bible is to not have fear because he is with us. I'm going to tell you guys something that I hope is freeing for you, but our feelings are lies. My feelings have led me to eat my way through a Cheetos bag. They have led me to falsely accuse people. They have led me to self-hatred. We must be renewed in our minds. We cannot lay hold of a life of victory if our feelings are the dictators. We must let truth abide in us. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 is all about spiritual war. It says, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. We are not to meditate, regurgitate, accept every thought that comes to our mind. Those thoughts raise themselves against God. Think about it. How many times have we felt God can't forgive us? We have glorified that our sin is greater than God. When I had our 10th baby, I had every intention to nurse our son, and I've nursed all 9 of them. When I hit so many roadblocks in nursing Maverick, I felt like such a failure. There were so many things about him that made me come face to face with feelings of failure. I felt terrible that I couldn't give him the best. I felt so bad. Like I was failing as a mom. Those feelings were so strong. I would beat myself up all the time. And I felt so ill-equipped for the mission of caring for such an amazing child who has Down syndrome. I felt like I couldn't get anything right. My eyes were focused on myself, my failures, my inabilities. And when we are so focused on who we aren't and what we can't do, we cannot see what God is trying to do. We live in defeat because we believe the voice of defeat, and sometimes even mistake that for humility. God is trying to commission us, and we are disqualifying ourselves from a life of fulfillment and purpose because we are more caught up in what we can't do or have done instead of who He is. There is a lie running rampant out there. Give yourself some grace. Okay, but you can't. You can't give yourself grace. You are already struggling because you have a lack, right? You need to receive grace. We need to go boldly into the throne of God. Boldly. Look at the words God uses to describe how we are to respond. Boldness, courage, laughing with no fear, gentle, loving, having a mind that is sound, bold, and power. As God's daughters, we are not spectators to the greatness that He longs to release on the earth. We are partners and participators. Unless we align ourselves with the truth of who He is, we cannot see who we are. This verse is our standard in which we must measure the thoughts we entertain. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." Do we have power? Do we have love? Do we have self-control? Or are we timid, fearful? Do we think like do we feel like there is no control? We know we can't control every situation, but we should have full confidence that our Father will. I love that my children don't have to worry about if they will be provided for. They trust that their needs will be met. Our confidence is not in our strength, but His. That's why we can sleep in peace. It's why when someone has wronged us, we don't have to seek revenge because we know our Father will exact justice how He sees fit. God is awakening the hearts of women not to be slaves, but daughters. I feel the jealousy of His heart for us to not just be beat around by our feelings, but equipping us to lay hold of His promises and believe that He is faithful, that as we abide in Him, by keeping His commandments, we will inherit what has been promised to us. We are not to allow our feelings to whip the crap out of us and keep us up all night and consume us to the point to where we are paralyzed or stuck. If we are stuck, confused, angry, bitter, we have not taken on the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Satan. This is the inheritance of darkness, torment. If our thoughts torment us, thoughts of our past, whether it was what we did or someone did to us, or we are bombarded by fear of the future, it is the hell that we are living on earth. It is the nature of Satan to torment. Oftentimes, this is what we know. We know anxiety and fear. We grew up in it, so we believe this is us, but it is not. This is not from God, and it is not our inheritance to have a mind that is tormented. Our mind should be at peace. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." This is our meditation. This is our guideline. John chapter 14, verse 27 tells us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Let us take comfort in His nature, a God of peace that will soon crush Satan under our feet. Why is God saying that He will crush Satan under our feet? Because He wants us to have authority and dominion. Our Father is someone who wants us to step into what He died for us to have. Should we let His death be in vain and just sit around like, "I'm terrible"? I mean, like me this whole week, which, you know, this was me like I'm just confused right now. I can't think right now. I'm tired. I felt the weight of that. You know, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Let us take comfort in his nature. Ask God to discern thoughts. This subject is so loaded because we really have to learn how to equip ourselves with the tools that Christ has given us. And there's so many examples in the Bible that shows us what a life looks like when we give into our feelings, Cain, and what a life looks like that is surrendered and submitted to God. You know, we see amazing warriors like David and Joseph who have submitted to God's plans and his will for their life. That's my encouragement to you, is to have scripture in your memory bank that you can always go back to. So when you wake up with feelings of anger or frustration or anxiety rises up in you, you know, let's go ahead and delve into what God has to say. So we have something to counteract these lies with. If we have nothing to counteract these lies with, we're going to readily receive them and meditate on them until they become a part of us. And God is wanting us to be renewed by the word so that our mindset will be victorious and trusting in him, partnering with him. This story has really resonated with me. We know the story of Jesus being tempted in the wilderness by Satan for 40 days. And in Matthew chapter 4, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward, he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Do you see that? We have to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, because the enemy is constantly telling us his words, his feelings towards us. So when we're carrying around that heaviness, that feeling of failure, the feeling of guilt, the feeling of shame, we are carrying the feelings that the enemy has for us. But here we see that we need to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We need to know who God says we are, so we have something to counteract those lies. And then it goes on. Many of us know the story, but just in case, then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The biggest thing that stood out to me, and I know, like, we know the three temptations of turning the stone to bread and bowing the knee to Satan and throwing himself down and seeing if the angels will catch him. The biggest temptation that I felt like the Holy Spirit was highlighting to me was the temptation of proving himself. Like, if you really are the Son of God, he said that over and over to him every single time. If you really are the Son of God, then prove it. Show me. You know, how many times do we feel that way? Like, if you really are a good mom, prove it. If you really are a good Christian, then you won't judge. How many times do you have a certain conviction on what your kids should be engaged in and not? For my house, social media is a big thing. I do not let my kids on social media. And well, so-and-so does it, so-and-so does it. And if, you know, you don't really trust me. And it turns into this thing where it becomes an attack on your character. Like, if you really are a good mom, then you'll let me do this and you'll let me, you know, be a part of this. And you're just trying to confine me. You're just trying to do this. These are strategies. And of course, the kids are just saying how they're feeling, even though their feelings are wrong. But we have to be able to recognize those schemes that are trying to put us in a position where we have to prove ourselves. Like, I have to prove I'm a good Christian. I have to prove I'm a good mom. I don't know how many times that mindset has gotten me into so much trouble. Like, and the enemy will use scripture to manipulate you. I was in a very toxic relationship at one point with a family member, and it was always this need to prove. And they would always say, nobody's there for me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody loves me. And I felt bad for them. And out of guilt, and because I did truly love, and I still do truly love them, I would go to lengths that would make me exhausted, and it would cause me to burn out because there were so many demands that they had, and I was trying to prove I'm there for you, you know, even though you feel like everybody's abandoned you, I'm there. And so it made me so exhausted. And then I was like, well, this is the Christian thing to do, right? Like, to help your neighbor, to love them and all this stuff. And I just kind of felt like I'm just going to have to deal with it. Even though I was feeling burdened, even though I was feeling weighed down, I just allowed this person to just, you know, dictate a lot of things, like, you know, my schedule and going out of my way to help them out. And again, the enemy will use scripture and make you believe you're doing the Christian duty. So then this verse came to me. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. You know, we have to know, even though things seem like the quote unquote Christian thing to do, and it sounds right, and yet we're feeling run down, we feel exhausted, we feel burned out, you know, we have to learn discernment. And this was something I had to really learn. Oh, I'm doing the Christian godly thing, you know, and I guess this is just how I'm supposed to feel. But God does not want us to feel like we're running on a treadmill going nowhere. So we have to be discerning the seasons that we're in, you know, even though the enemy was saying very scriptural things to Jesus and just twisting God's word and manipulating it to provoke a response from Jesus of trying to prove himself and show, yeah, I really am the Son of God. Because Lord knows, I probably would be like, oh, you're trying to go ahead and question me? You're doubting me? I'm not going to turn this stone to bread. I'm going to make a whole valley of bread. I'm going to make sourdough, brioche, honey wheat bread. And I'll tell you what, how about some butter with that? Would you like some butter? I'm going to make butter come out of that mountain. It's going to be flowing in here. Yeah. Thank God I'm not Jesus, right? We have to be careful about falling into those pits of trying to prove ourselves. And again, it all comes down to feelings. The feeling like we have to do this or we have to do that. And instead, we need to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, thinking on things that are good and pure and holy. Because many of us who grew up in toxic households and toxic situations, a lot of that has been a part of us since we were little. So we know we don't like it, but we also know that it's been a part of us for so long. And so we're just kind of accepting and embracing those feelings we have. And God is trying to show us a new way because he doesn't want us living in imprisoned to those feelings. He wants to give us a new mind, a mind that is, as you know, as the Bible says, he wants to give us a spirit that is powerful, bold, and a sound mind. And so that's my prayer, that you guys receive that. So when you begin to feel discouraged, when you feel weighed down, don't receive it. Don't receive it this week. I'm going to fight against it. That's what this whole Bible study was about for me. Feelings. We need to take a step back and not allow the enemy to run roughshod in our brain and allow him to dictate our thoughts and our feelings. Our feet will follow the direction of our heart. We're designed that way physically. You know, our heart can't be going this way and then our feet walk the opposite way. Our heart dictates where we walk. And wherever we want to walk and whatever we want to step into, we have to align our hearts there. So my prayer this week is that your hearts will be in alignment with what God has to say to you and about you, about your circumstance, and that our feet will follow that. So I'm going to pray for you. Father, I just thank you for my listeners out there. I ask you, Lord, that you will bring to light any hindrances in mindsets, any broken mindsets and ideals that is prohibiting them from moving forward. God, I pray that you will invade their heart with the truth, that they will allow truth to be the foundation in which they build their house, that they will not allow things that have been spoken to them or about them to dictate how they feel about themselves and about you, Lord. I ask you for revelation, that this will be so real, that it will be second nature, that you will uproot all the lies that have grown deep in our hearts that have prevented the well from springing up within us. Father, I pray we would walk by faith and not by sight, that we will not look at our circumstances, but that we will look to our God, that our confidence will come from who our God is. The same way David was able to stand against Goliath and laugh at him and declare your goodness. His eyes weren't on his abilities, they were on yours. And so, Father, I ask that every situation and every circumstance the way David did, and that we will laugh at any mindset or person that tries to intimidate us, that we will step into the fullness of identity that you have called us to be. We thank you, Lord. And I just pray for your peace to be established inside of us, that we will be a habitation of peace and rest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. Have a wonderful week. And if you guys were hearing all the crazy in the background, I apologize. You know, it's a mom podcaster for you guys. So you guys just get join in on that. Until next time, you guys continue to rebuild your ruins.
Rebuilding Ruins. Catch me every Tuesday. If this has blessed you, make sure to share. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment on how this episode impacted you or topics you would like to hear on future episodes. Don't forget to subscribe to keep up on all the latest content. Until next time, my fellow builders.